talking about getting ill and repairing things, there's an amazing piece of work which has been published this week by Doris Taylor and her colleagues. She's from the University of Minnesota, and she's teamed up with some people at the University of Harvard in Boston as well. And what they've managed to do is, for the first time in the world, grow a whole organ outside the body in a dish in the laboratory. And what they've done is to grow a new heart. And you think, this is incredible, how have they done this? And the way they've done it is to start with a defective dead heart and use that as a template or a scaffold to repopulate it with new cells. Now, let me explain. When you have an organ, like a heart or a liver or something, the cells that form that organ are strung together or hung, a bit like clothes in a wardrobe, from a scaffolding of connective tissue. So what they did was to take some hearts from dead rats and they perfused them with detergent solution. And detergent breaks open cells and destroys cells, but it won't harm this matrix, the extracellular scaffolding. So once they got rid of all the cells, they suspended this heart in a culture broth in a dish. So it had all the nutrients it would need. And they then collected stem cells from neonatal, so newborn rat pup hearts. So they got the cells that are making new hearts in other rats. And they injected these stem cells into the matrix and then just grew them for a number of days. And after 8 days, they were already detecting pulsations. So the cells were responding to local signals in the environment. They knew they had to turn into heart cells. They knew they had to grow and fill up the space. And also they found that when they injected various drugs or added various drugs that the heart would normally respond to, these cells were responding. So this says that you can use the template of an existing organ to build a new one. You can do it for something the size of a rat, but what about something the size of a human? Well, they tested that and they got a pig heart, did the same thing, and it works. So this suggests that in future, the way in which you could get around the problem of donor organs being genetically incompatible with you would be to take your own heart out, if, say, your heart was defective, use a machine to replace it temporarily. You could then use your own stem cells to build a new heart for you, and then you could put that heart back into your body and it would work potentially. So there are various diseases where this might actually be very useful, like things called cardiomyopathies, where you have a genetically pre-programmed problem with the heart, where if you don't do something about it, then it doesn't work properly. But if you could take stem cells and tweak them and use them to make a new heart, you could rebuild it.
Does this mean there's instructions in the scaffold to tell the stem cells which part of a heart they should be, or is it just them interacting with each other?
Well, most heart cells are fairly homogeneous throughout the heart. There are some specialised bits, the conducting system, which funnels the electrical supply for a heartbeat down through the middle of the heart to the bottom, and so it then comes back up the outside. I don't know if they've exactly worked out how they know precisely what to turn into in what area, but one would think local triggers from the factors that are in that scaffolding probably tell them. When you put, it's a bit like hanging a sheet of material in your wardrobe, and the wardrobe then telling the sheet of material you've got to turn into a dress, and it somehow knows how to do that. So that seems to be what's happening, yeah.
Wow, quite a serious operation anyway, having my heart taken out for a month.
It's still amazing, because up until now no one has been able to do that. So to be able to regenerate an organ in that way, potentially, in a dish, is a phenomenal breakthrough. You could start with someone else's heart, put your own cells into it, once you've got rid of all the cells, and get a new heart out at the end of the day that could replace your clapped out one. I mean, that's a phenomenal thing to be able to do, and it would be genetically compatible with you.
Wow.